Blog Talk Radio.
The Red is like the best song. We got to work that one night.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, in case you didn't know where you be. This is Gamma Girls Radio, This Week in Gaming, Thursday night. You know how we roll on Thursday. Of course, you're like, who the hell is that talking? Usually it's Snow. Snow has hacked up a lung and is having it replaced or something. I don't know.
Oh, no.
Quote-unquote lung.
Oh, when she had slayer.
Hacking up a booby just doesn't sound
good.
We have a guest in the chat room. I'm really not sure if it is a guest or if it's one of you two tricks, but hey, whatever. All right, so if you'd like to call in and comment, feel free to do so. 347-215-7977 is your call-in number. I sound like a radio, you know, like radio DJ. And coming up next. Is a request going out to Johnny from Sally. I hate you, bitch. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Anyway.
It's one of those days, folks.
It is. Yeah. It is. Or you can call in with Skype if you have Skype. Be reminded, while we adore a little bit of cheekiness, if you get too cheeky, you go the way of the booch. As in our boot up your ass, as in you go off the air.
Some people actually like that. I wouldn't really promise that because some people might.
This is very true. This is very true. I don't know many men who would say no to having Corey kick their ass.
You know, it's funny you should mention that. Somebody was asking about an hour ago, a second. And I was like, dude, not my thing. And I'm kind of standing somewhere. You can't even see me. I know, but your profile is hot. Okay, thanks. Bye bye.
He asked you to step on his cubes. Step on his cubes.
That's nasty. Oh, you know what I'm forgetting to do? See, this is why I don't do this job. I'm forgetting to introduce my lovely co-host. And on the mic.
I don't need any introduction.
To my right is the tall, blonde, Nordic giant, Master Blaster.
You know, I don't think I've ever actually seen a full picture of Blaster.
Thank you. I'll send you.
No, cameras don't do the panoramic vertical view. They do horizontal panoramic views.
Yeah.
And clothing will be optional.
I was about to say, can we keep the clothes on? Thank you.
You sure about that?
No, pretty sure I need the clothes.
Okay, and on the mic to my left is the lovely, vivacious, dangerous redhead with the beautiful fluffy cakes, Ginger.
Hey, that clap track. Oh, okay. It's my clap track. Okay.
Yes, I have the fluffy cakes of doom.
you were going a little Miss Cleo there for a second when you were announcing her. I'm just letting you know.
You know what? That always happens with people who are not good with their accents. They always assume that's Miss Cleo. But that's just me being country. Miss Cleo talks like this. Call me now. That's different.
Oh, see, yes, she does. Oh, my God.
I'm good with the accents. I cannot do Scottish, though. I have been trying for years. I can do pretty much any accent under the sun. An accent speaking English, by the way. I don't speak their language. Okay. So we got lots of stuff to talk about this week. Lots of...
Yes, so much just this week. Oh. Literally, just oh my god!
I know, and it's one of them is my one of them is one of my favorite things I've been anticipating for quite a while. So I'm anxious to talk about that. But.
Okay, so y'all want me to flip a coin and see who goes first? Is what are y'all saying?
I think you should go first.
Yeah, I think you should go first too. Yeah.
Moi.
Yep,
you know what that means, right? They're not ready.
No, I think he should go first because I'm curious what he's excited about.
Oh, yes, but I said, do tell us what you're excited about.
I'm excited about.
Is that a story in your pants or you're excited to see it?
I am. Well, when it comes to, when it comes to Borderlands, I do have a special place in my heart and my pants for Borderlands. And Borderlands 2 trailer just hit, I think it was last night, I believe. I was watching television for its grand debut, and it's looking freaking awesome. I don't know how many of you – I bought Borderlands, the first game, for Corey. She played it like once and never played it again. Ever.
Let me make it.
Okay.
That's the
saying.
Southern equivalent of leave me alone. Let me make it.
Unlike Corey, I took to Borderlands like a fat kid takes to.
You know,
I was all for that. I mean, all the DLCs, I played them, love it. I mean, I beat everything in that game, done everything in that game. I mean, it's just freaking awesome. And Borderlands 2 is looking like more of the same with the new character and things like that. And I think it's bringing back some of your old favorites as well. So, I'm just anxious to see how this is going to turn out. September 18th is the date for Borderlands 2, and if you're looking for the trailer, just go hit YouTube or whatever, you can find the Borderlands 2 trailer. It promises a lot of improvements, so hopefully they'll be bringing that to the four-player co-op coming September 18th.
So there you're excited about that. That was your big news for the week.
What else do you need? We can shut the show down right now. Borderlands 2. Goodbye, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Well...
I mean, all y'all's news is not important compared to that, in my opinion.
I don't know. I'm pretty fired up over mine. But
What's your news?
Mine. Have you heard about the whole HR 1981 thing?
Yeah, she's had a bee in her bonnet about that since last.
Seriously.
I
wanted to talk about it last Thursday, and then somebody had to shoot themselves in the foot, so I wasn't here.
None of us were here.
I know. It's a government conspiracy.
That
they
actually
don't want me to talk about it.
Yeah, as Lester said, that's not a figure of speech. Somebody, it actually happened.
Yes. Somebody actually did shoot themselves in the foot. It was fun. All right. So, HR 1981 is called Protecting Children from Internet Pornographers Act. Pretty much what it is the government wants to come in and spy on you and wants you to be okay with it. Pretty much, you never use any lube. They just want to go right at it.
I thought they were protecting us from porn, not helping us participate in porn.
No. All right. So what it is they want to, or they want your ISP to log everything.
Wait a minute. My what?
Your ISP. Yes, I want to see you pee, Blaster.
Oh. Internet.
Ew.
My bad.
How come Blaster got in chat? Because
I know, right?
I'm coming in right now.
Your biggest fan is in chat right now. She's in chat, and she said hello to you, and you're not even there.
Ooh, see?
Right there.
It's Issa.
We love you, Issa.
Issa.
All right, Issa, let me tell you about this.
Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
All right, what this is a commercial provider of electronic communication service, an ISP, shall retain for a period of at least 1 year, actually 18 months when I read the actual paperwork for it, will log the temporarily assigned network addresses the provider assigns to a subscriber or to a customer of such service that enables the identification of the corresponding customer or subscriber information. So for 18
months,
they will collect everything you do, every website you go to, everything you look at. No longer do you need to be proven guilty. No, you are guilty until proven innocent, not the other way around. But they're going to make ISPs do this, big and small. And they're also going to make ISPs take on the cost of this. All for the let's protect children from child pornographers. Yeah,
so it's a way
is what that's going
to
do.
It sounds like a way to get around to do SOPA without actually calling
it is.
SOPA.
It's actually written by the same people. SOPA got shot down, so they are rewriting this. They just gave it a cuter little name.
Now, you know Anonymous is not going to go for this.
No, actually, it's Anonymous who tipped me off to it. Thank you, Anonymous.
Yes, I know. We have to be careful about saying their name too often in our interactions with them, because,
Anonymous, 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 Anonymous.
We're being watched. I keep telling you this. You don't believe me. Blast, will you tell her they watch us like a hawk? Even though, you know, we seem like we're all small time and hide in the corner.
I think they're just trying to hack Corey's account and get those nude pics that we know all exist on her email account.
They may have, but, you know, I'm like three computers over from the nude pics that I used to keep. So, sorry.
Well, my big gripe about, or my big gripe, I've got several big gripes. The one that I think people should worry about is how are our ISPs going to protect our information for 18 months? PSNocalypse ain't got nothing on this.
I'm just saying. I hope they like porn. I mean, if they enact that, that's all they're going to get from our
computers.
Yeah,
I'm going to be looking at midget porn every day.
Hey, you know what? You should preempt this. You should send, you know, our browser history right now and tell them, you know, do you guys really want to have to sift through all this donkey porn that's coming from Ginger's desktop? Because otherwise, give it in now.
How are they actually going to enforce this? How are they going to sort through all of this? I mean, because you know somebody's going to be trying to sort through this. It's not just going to sit on some server and never be looked at. There are people going to be looking at it. And then there's going to be leaks of information, and, oh, this is going to be good.
Well, see, I'm concerned that they can't actually protect or look at your information in the first place. We're worried about what they'll see. The fact of the matter is, what if they don't see something and you end up getting in trouble for it? Just by association,
mm-hmm.
You know, like you know, we have a hosting company here. We host a couple of sites for some people, and if they do something wrong and you don't even know about it, bam, you're in trouble.
Exactly. But you know, apparently, no longer is it that, you know, as long as you're doing everything legal, it matters what your users are doing.
I gotta tell Kim.com that because he's already been through that.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm sorry, Kim, you have illegal stuff on your servers, but I didn't put it there. But you hosted it, but I didn't put it there. But you hosted it, but I didn't put it there. You're going to jail, but I didn't do it. You're going to jail.
Yeah, so what about all these apartment owners who have people who come in, rent the apartments for a month, make meth in them? Oh, we didn't put it there. It wasn't ours. We didn't even do it.
Oh,
see, but you gave them room and board.
You gave them. That's a very interesting point. So if you can do this on the internet, does that mean you can now do it in real life? Can apartment owners be held responsible for having meth labs in their apartment complex or people selling drugs out of apartments? It seems to me like it works the same way.
Mm-hmm. Or what about all these little hotels that we know home all kinds of interesting characters, girls who walk the streets, guys who walk the streets for that matter.
Right.
We know what's going on there.
Yeah, the other thing, too, is how can you guarantee that the other person on the end of the computer is the person doing all this stuff? That was all the big stuff in the RIAA trials and all that, is that you couldn't really guarantee who was sitting at the computer and downloading stuff illegally.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how could you do that? I don't understand. Like, I don't know how it's enforceable on any level.
Yeah, because it could be at your house and you're not the one doing it. Somebody else could be there.
What if you're a Wi-Fi hotspot?
Somebody could be out in the street snatching your internet up.
Yes, somebody snatching your internet up.
That's right.
I've done that more than once. You leave that shit unlocked and I need access? Yeah.
Hide your Wi-Fi. Hide.
Hey, Jake.
Hide your Wi-Fi. Hide your Wi-Fi. Hide your Wi-Fi. Hide your Wi-Fi. And hide your...
I don't know.
Something.
Oh, it's Wi-Fi code.
Oh, my goodness.
Hide your Wi-Fi code because they're snatching internet up out here.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's right.
Oh, well, it'd be my turn, doesn't it?
It will be your turn.
It'd be my turn. Okay.
It's formal tonight. I think the cherry is off a little bit.
She does. She's the, what is it, the linchpin. Wait a minute.
Right.
Not a linchpin. Linchpins keep everything in order. What are we looking for? The wild card, yes.
We miss you, though. We do miss you.
We miss you, sickly.
In case you're listening, don't hurt me.
That's what she sounded like earlier.
I don't think that's what people sound like when they're coughing a boob up, but whatever.
You know what? See, that one right there is going to get you cut. I can't help you. I love you. I'll patch you up when it's done, but yeah.
What you got?
So I love this particular story. It was up on Eurogamer, who is becoming quickly a favorite other place to visit, other than our own site, of course. Was saying, and Blash is going to love this, why the devs owe you nothing. When does a game belong to its fan rather than its creators? Well, this particular story starts off with last week, 10,000 people got on Steam to play Half-Life 2.
Mm-hmm.
And as part of a protest against Valve's silence on the development of the series' next installment, which Valve keeps saying
there was no silence. They've come out several times saying, people, stop with the protest.
No. No. What they said was is that they have no announcements at this time.
No. A while back, several weeks back, they said, stop protesting. What? We're not working on Half-Life 3.
No,
ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to end this argument right here because there's a quote from them in this story. And Valve is saying, the lack of communication between Valve and the Half-Life community has been a frustrating experience. Fans of the Half-Life series has waited for word on when the franchise will return. Waiting patiently for over 4 years is a daunting task, but fans should be acknowledged in some way regardless of developmental plans of the next Half-Life project, if there was one.
No, I don't buy all that.
they tell you. They come out and tell you, we're not working on anything. And
they have to. They have to. It's such a cliffhanger. They had to do it. And here's the reason why I'm saying that. Just hear me out for just 1 minute, okay? You have to understand where Valve's position is. They got hacked when the original Half-Life 2 source code got released on the internet a couple months ahead of the game actually being released, right? So if you think about it in from Valve's perspective, why admit to something that people are going to want to try to hack and get into, right? When if you just say you're not doing it, or you just say that, oh, well, there's really been no – we're not going to make any announcements on it. We're really focusing on other things now.
Okay, that's a good,
working
good
on
point.
It, working on it until, like, the moment you want to set it.
It's a good point. It's a good point, but – you know, there's several companies that have a huge following the same way. GTA, I'm a big fan of, and they still will tell you there's a GTA coming when they want to tell you. Or they'll say, yeah, we're going to do it, or no, we're not. They've always said there's going to be another GTA. We just had to wait until they were ready to give it to us. So I don't necessarily – I believe this with the hype, they would probably have said something. They wouldn't keep stringing you along.
There's an interview with Gabe Newell, or Gaben, as the community calls.
But wait, that's not the topic of this conversation. You are on the Valve front. But the thing is what the story is about is, when is it okay, or when do fans – where's the line between a fan saying, you know, give me my game, or and the company saying, hey, you know, we're sorry we don't have it, or hey, back the hell up. We said there's no game. Quit bothering us. And even if there is one, quit bothering us. So where's the line here? There's some stuff in here about CCP had some issues. They wrote a bunch of apologetic letters to the fans about what happened with the one guy that called them sheep. And it's one guy that said it, okay? The whole company didn't say it. CCP's already apologized, but people are still, you know, getting onto them. They're like, what else can we do?
Go ahead, Jen. You want to go first?
No.
You threw me on the spot.
All right, fine. I'll go next. All right, so a couple weeks ago, I think two maybe, we talked about, at least on the daily news, I don't know if we ever mentioned it on the night news, anyway, about Oklahoma's video game syntax.
Wait a minute. We're not on to the next topic. You're supposed to be commenting on the morning.
My bad. Well, see, I'm already looking at my next story, because I've already said what I needed to say. It's not happening. You guys are going to keep harassing them.
That's not the topic.
Y'all make your signs.
Redhead girl. Redhead girl, that's not the topic of the conversation. Topic is, where's the line? When can fans expect to back the hell up instead of constantly attacking a company saying
they're not going to, because fans are fanatics. That's where the word comes from, Mike. Fanatics.
True.
You've got these people who spend hundreds of dollars on the stupid little pets in World of Warcraft and demand more. You've got the people who go to these computer cafes to play their games and die. No, fans are crazy. They're never going to stop. There isn't a line because they're going to continually cross it. They're going to push for more. That was one of the things we were looking at. I don't know if you actually read the article I gave you this morning about that vampire game that we were looking at, The Masquerade.
Yeah, World of Darkness.
World of Darkness. They're actually talking about they want their people, their users, their players, to create the storylines themselves because we consume so much information, so much of their games, so quickly they cannot keep up anymore. Games are crazy, and there is no line. We're going to push it. That's what we do.
And by the way, I don't blame you for tuning Corey out. Sometimes I do that too. But let me just say this, is that if you have a group of fans who are dying for a game, right? You have the engine, you've done all the hard work, You could throw together an episode three. You could do it.
You
could
the game is thrown together?
Well, let me just finish. Let me finish for a second, okay? Let me finish for a second. I'm not saying I want a game that's thrown together. I'm not saying any of that stuff, okay? But I'm saying just to let a franchise just go cold for no other reason, for no apparent reason, other than the fact that you don't want to I don't even know what the reason is. They're just letting the franchise go cold, and I think a lot of the fans and stuff are right to complain about that. Why are they letting Half-Life as a resource just dry up and die like that? I don't understand that. Why are you doing that, Valve? Explain it to me why you're doing that.
Well, why does a writer stop writing a series of books? He gets tired of it.
And Rice.
They want to move on. They want
a company, not a single writer. It's a company.
What if the people that are guiding the company that are at the helm are tired of this and want a new direction?
What new direction? A new silent protagonist story? Wow, that's
sure.
The silent protagonist story, just like Half-Life 2 is a silent protagonist story, just like most titles are silent.
Let me end this argument because we're going to be here all night and we need to move along to Ginger's next story because, you know, as you see, she was in a hurry.
He was all like, I'm going to throw you under the bus. So I was like, all right, if we're moving along, I'll move along.
But the article was written by Marsh Davies, and I do love his closing because this should sum up why or part of our argument. What the hell happened to – don't scroll, Corey. Never scroll. Okay, so I like his last bit, his last paragraph, and he says, of course, he wants to know more about Episode 3 or Half-Life 3 or whatever it may be that Valve pulls out of its hat. But even in these times of community collaboration and digital ownership, the Half-Life series remains Valve's and Valve's alone. Entirely their practice. Maybe, just maybe, it'll respond to the baiting, sensing a good windfall. It is a company renowned for spontaneous acts of generosity, after all. But just because someone's willing to give it doesn't make it polite to ask, Blaster.
You know what? Can I see this? He can take his opinion. You know,
ask? I think that's demanding.
Can I say something to you? He's like, well, it's Valve's property. No, duh, Sherlock. Wow, you're the smartest man in gaming. Thank you for that.
Oh,
I really
appreciate
that.
I get riled up. It's so rare you get blasted.
I know, right?
I love it. If you're saying Valve is known as a company that likes to take advantage of the market and listens to their consumers, then the consumers are screaming for you to do something about this. Maybe as a company that wants to do that, you should do that. Valve is famous for listening to their customers. Okay, and this is something that blows my mind that they're not even – just acknowledge it. Okay. Let's say you're working on it, you're in the extreme early stages of it. All you gotta do is say, hey, yeah, there's some effort on Half-Life, and no, it's not anytime soon. Asking. Okay,
and
that would
exactly,
stop.
But they've answered.
Exactly
they're like,
they have not said that. No, they've not come out and said, like you just pointed out, Corey. They have not come out and said specifically there's anything going on with it right now.
They've said that they're not doing it. We've been doing that all the 2 weeks.
That's like saying to the millions of people that are willing to throw cash at your face, please don't hit my face with cash. In fact, I don't really want your cash.
And that
I don't
may
need
be
it.
The case. That's their prerogative.
I understand it's their prerogative. I understand it's their prerogative. My point is, why? I don't understand what advantage there is to Valve to not listen to their consumers on this one. Of course it's their prerogative. Duh. Really? I don't know. Valve, do you own Valve?
Here's the thing, Blaster. If I say to you, you say, Corey, I really want to buy some of them pretty baby hats you have in Second Life. Yes, that's me cross-pollinating, by the way. And I say, Blaster, I'm not making the hats anymore. You know, my fingers hurt. I'm tired. I'm not making any hats. And then you are. You're going to give me one of them hats. Corey, you're going to give me the hats.
You know what's so funny?
Yes, exactly.
I'm glad you brought the hats up because the hats is such a great example of Valve listening to their community and listening to their fans, right?
But
people bitch about the hats. Wait a minute. People bitch about the hats, but people keep wanting the hats and they keep paying money for the hats. And Valve is excellent at taking advantage of that. I'm not taking advantage of it in a bad way, but just taking advantage of it in a smart way and being a smart company.
I agree.
So why? Why no Half-Life 3? Why no news? Why are you keeping
it? Because they just don't want to.
I don't believe it.
The concern now becomes some of our fanatical type people get a little crazy. Gabe maybe walk into his car one day and somebody decides to shank him in the back. Ha ha, that's what you get for no Half-Life.
Nobody's touching
the
Gabe. Nobody's touching the Gabe, first off. And second off, let me tell you this, is that here's what I think really it is. You want my honest opinion of what's really going on here? Is Valve made a statement a while back ago about multiplayer being the future and that they did not want to make any multiplayer game. Granted, they released Portal 2, okay, but Portal 2 did have an interesting co-op component to it, which I, in fact, thoroughly enjoyed and finished up with one of my friends. So I think Valve sees that. In fact, when they said they released Portal 2, they didn't even care if people didn't finish it. So in my opinion, I think Valve is trying to innovate something. They're trying to come up with some sort of new multiplayer, awesome, but yet single-player-like experience. I think that's what they're working on. I think all their R&D is going into the next big thing, because that's what Valve does. They look forward to the next
big thing. But it may not be Half-Life. Half-Life is the problem.
I think what they want to do, this is my expert opinion, is that they're going to come up with something, another game they're going to put out. It's not going to be Half-Life, but something that kind of tests this model out a little bit. Once they refine that, that's going to be Half-Life 3. That's what I think is really happening here. But all you got to do is come out and play. All you got to do is yes, we're going to be doing Half-Life. We're going to be doing Half-Life 3, just not right now.
Gamer Girls Radio and our fanatical Blaster, we apologize. He just loves you. It's out of love. It really is love. It's just scary love because he's so.
Did you know Gabe Newell is one of the few owners of a software video game company that can grow a beard and that makes front page news online that he grew a beard. I'm serious. There was an article, Gabe and grows a beard. I'm dead serious.
And we should be reporting news like that because that's what we need to do about
it. Ladies and gentlemen, Gaben has a beard now.
I concur. I agree.
Well,
but
y'all are some fanatic people.
We're moving along. Moving along. We got Blaster all riled up. We got to let him cool off.
Yes.
All red. Look at how cute he is. His face is all red.
All right. So, as I was trying to apparently prematurely jump. So Oklahoma Video Game Syntax, I talked about this several weeks ago. If y'all remember, I talked on the day news about the syntax. More or less, they want to put a tax on video games that will go towards children's programs against obesity and aggression. Because apparently video games are all evil, and this is going to go on every mature, or would have, if it hadn't been shot down, which it has now, it would have gone on every mature game. So we're talking anything with any kind of light cartoon violence, World of Warcraft, some of the Mario games.
It's a new rating?
No, it was a tax. They wanted to tax all game sales within Oklahoma of any game rated mature and higher.
Are they taxing the porn magazines extra, the cigarettes, the alcohol?
They probably do. They tax everything. Hell, they even tax their roads. I hate going through Oklahoma. I don't know if either of y'all have ever driven through Oklahoma. That place sucks.
Wow.
They are the personal places, so windy. Mexico blows, Oklahoma sucks. Anyways,
Ginger.
What?
Blast to get your friend.
I've heard Texas sucks harder though.
It does, unfortunately. Have you heard about some of the lawmakers?
Especially with some members of this show in Texas, living in Texas.
Two of us. So us Texas girls will kick your ass.
And apparently suck your ass as well.
No. I'm sorry. No butt play. That's just kind of. No.
Oh no. What are you doing?
No yawning.
What are you doing?
That was not a real yawn.
So, what do y'all think about these whole syntaxes? Because I want to say Oklahoma's not the first one who's pushed something like this. Taxing video games to fund these other programs.
Taxing soda, taxing cigarettes, taxing gambling, taxing.
Like juvenile obesity programs.
They're trying to fund deficits in their budgets. That's what they're trying to fund. That's all. I mean, I'm not saying that somebody out there didn't say this would be a great idea to be able to pay for get kids, encourage kids to go outside and encourage parents to encourage their kids. I'm sure somebody thought that, but in reality, let's just face it. Every time any kind of government gets money, gets any kind of extra additional windfall, right? It goes to cover budget gaps first and foremost. And that's as it should be. But I don't think that they should be inventing new ways to tax you just to cover all that. They should just fix their crap.
Yes. For one, I think this is kind of ignoring the issue where parents are not wanting to parent their children. And that annoys me greatly. The TV, the video games, they are not babysitters. They are not proper, what's the word that I'm looking for? It's not proper.
They're not Right, right, correct. I mean,
it's entertainment value basis only.
Well, and we all know that, right? We mature gamers understand that, right? But there are people out there that don't understand gamers. They don't understand how we think. They always think of us as 14-year-old boys who spend, like, you know, 6, 7, 8 hours playing video games, because that's probably what their kids are doing, right? So they think that all video gamers are like their kids, and that's what we're going to do all the time, right? But in reality, we lead, you know, very rich, very diverse lives, right? And we have also have very rich, diverse careers. We have also rich and diverse opinions. Right, we are not. You can't just say every gamer thinks this way.
Yeah.
That's not the way we are. Right, the only thing we identify with is a pastime, just like saying television. Right, there should be a syntax on television, then, in my opinion, because everybody sits on their asses when they get home and they watch TV. So why not syntax that? Okay, we're doing the exact same thing, but we're playing video games. We're doing something constructive with our time.
8-Bit Central in the chat room is agreeing with us to test the program.
Thank you, 8-Bit Central.
Totally does.
Although I know I'm always right, so I don't need
to. That's why I put gum in my mouth, so I would not say anything else. Okay.
Always right, except for everything about Half-Life 3, right?
You
he's
know
right
what?
Except he's right except Monday through Sunday from 12:01 a.m. to 12:02.
So you're saying there's like less than a minute of time that I'm correct. Is that what you're trying to say, Corey?
I thought I did say it. Did I not say it properly? Did I restate that?
I don't know.
poor Blaster.
You know, no, that's okay. That's your opinion.
Yeah. He knows I love him deeply.
With a knife into the wet meat.
I say as I cut it.
Everybody's got opinions, and they all stink.
Oh, good Lord. It's your turn. Speak. Speak, Blaster. Speak.
Oh, it's my turn to speak now.
Do you want me to cut you?
Where?
You hesitated. You can't hesitate. You got to say no.
Oh, I mean, I said, well, did you guys hear about the Nintendo about to piss off the Bible Belt?
No, I didn't hear about this. Tell me about this.
Mm-hmm.
So for years, I don't know if you guys grew up in a household. So I didn't. Now, Pokemon wasn't big when I was a kid, right? But Magic the Gathering was big when I was a kid. And, you know, I dabbled in the card games. It was a lot of fun. It was a collectible card game. It was pretty good, right? I had friends that were into it, and so we get together, we do little Magic tournaments and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess nowadays it's Pokemon is like the big card game for everybody, right?
Yeah.
And so for years, you know, there's been a lot of, like, you know, hardline, you know, right wing people have been calling Pokemon evil, right?
Oh, Lord.
One individual even called one of the characters in there an Oriental demon, right? Nintendo is working on a new Brain Age, one that features a demonic doctor with horns, red face, and all.
I love it.
Already you can kind of see where maybe, you know, this might be headed for trouble, right? I mean, here's just basically a giant floating Asian demon head. Right, in a video game, right? So we've already been, Nintendo's been having problems with, you know, hardline right-wingers, you know, doing this. I mean, what do you think they're going to say when they see this, right, in the video game?
All right, so Bowser's a dragon, but if you look at him, he kind of looks like a demon. Come on, people.
He's not a demon?
No, he's a dragon of some sort.
I thought Bowser was a demon.
I think he's a dragon of some sort.
Well, I'll be Princess Peach's uncle. I didn't know.
Or some kind of weird mutant turtle.
I thought he's a turtle.
He's not a teenager.
He does have a shell on his back, right?
He does have a shell. Is he a turtle? All right, then he's a turtle. My bad. Bowser's a turtle.
He's a demon turtle. A demon dragon turtle.
Demon dragon turtle. But now we have an actual Asian demon. So I'm just saying, like, and this is kind of, Brain Age has kind of been targeted for youth, right? It's a game that's targeted for young kids.
No, it's not, actually.
For everyone, I thought it was.
It is an all-around for everybody, all ages game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, kids will get brain age. So parents, uninformed parents, which is, by the way, the biggest problem gamers have to deal with, is uninformed parents will go there and be like, oh, here's a game called Brain Age, and it's a game. And, of course, the salesperson can say, oh, this game is, like, to teach you, like, you know, it's kind of going to help you with memory. It's going to help you with learning skills and things like concentration and things like that. And they're going to be like, oh, that's perfect for my kid. They're going to buy this game. And then the moment they walk in on their kid, there's this floating demon head. They're going to be like, oh, my God.
Well, it depends,
you know,
on the parents. There's a couple of parents that would be like, man, that is cool. Is that a demon?
Sure. But, I mean, but you have to understand, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, what is little cartoon animals that go out and shoot lightning bolts at each other, and there's been talk of that being demonic. I mean, just wait until they actually see a real demon in their living room.
I personally can't wait for the Fallout.
I don't. So it's a demon. It's in a video game.
He's you know, saying he's going to have the parents that are going to flip out. And it's Nintendo, of all people. It's really going to flip them
out. Yeah, I mean, I guess so. But, I mean, because there were those idiots who flipped out over the Disney movies, and then there were also the ones who flipped out over Harry Potter. And
oh, my God. I still have fights with my mom about Harry Potter.
Yeah, then there's the asshat over in Tennessee who's doing the whole don't say gay and actually wants to get rid of any kind of programming on TV that has any sort of gay references, because apparently just watching
Lord of the Rings hates Harry Potter and thinks it's the devil.
Only issue I have with gay is I don't like when people use it, you know, as a derogatory man. That's gay. That's gay. That I don't like. But to not have it on TV or not say, what's wrong? Crack is bad for you people.
Yes.
I caught myself saying that in a video game the other day, and I did kind of feel bad about it. Like, and I don't even like, you know, I associate that completely differently with, you know, with just being stupid.
I get right? The reason why people say it,
I did feel bad when I said it. I did feel bad about it, and I did immediately, like, you know, give myself a little self chastisement, because I play on a server. I pay to actually play on a Team Fortress 2 server, and the guys really police it real heavy, and they police the chats and all that kind of stuff. And they have lots of strict rules against that. We try to keep the asshats out of the game, basically, you know. And I felt kind of bad about that. Not only that, but I felt like maybe I might get in trouble for saying that, right? So there was like two aspects to it. But I really felt bad initially, just because, you know, I'm trying to be at least not be that guy on the internet anymore, right? Because anonymity breeds assholery, right?
This is true. This is very true. Is it my turn again?
I think it's your turn, yeah.
Oh, we're taking turns like pros tonight.
I know, right? We're knocking this out.
And we're halfway through. What? Okay, so.
What?
Okay, we did Obama's new privacy bill of rights. I'm calling it the digital bill of rights, personally. And I said we'd talk more about it later tonight and some of the things that are in it, because we didn't have time this morning to go into it.
Mm-hmm.
The first one that I am loving is individual control. Consumers have a right to exercise control over what personal data organizations collect from them and how they use it. Now, I know you all are like, yay, but think back to earlier in the show tonight where we were telling you about the HR, what is it, 1981?
Mm-hmm.
Where they
yes.
want your ISPs
yes.
to
yes.
watch you.
Yes.
So, in a way, this is Obama.
The anti?
Yes, this is Obama stepping in and cock-blocking, basically.
Obama cock-block. Wow, I'm going to see that headline now.
He tweeted, I will do it. So I love that he says that. And, of course, we know President Trump saw, you can put your little HR 1981, you know, enforce it, but not going to happen. You will now, if those of you who have been hearing us talk about it were a little bit worried, this particular bill hopefully negates that. I'm sure they'll try to find a way around it. Also, one of them is called transparency. Consumers have a right to easily understand information about privacy and security practices. Remember SOPA, where they did all this devil talk?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Funny part is, you all know we're geeks. You can't devil talk us. We play games.
Yes.
We play games. We know what's going on. We play games. We know what's going on.
Well, the deal is, we may live in our own little world, but we are highly intelligent people. We read. We read a lot. We read anything that's put in front of us.
Far with that, okay?
Well, no, the analogy I was about to make is, we spend hours searching for a crystal under a rock in a never-ending world like Skyrim.
Exactly.
So hide in the double talk with us. It does not work.
Exactly. We will tear apart everything you've said.
Where are you, damn flawless ruby? I need to complete that damn quest.
Oh, my God. Don't talk about the flawless ruby.
Can I find that damn thing? Last piece in here.
You know what? I have yet to see a dragon.
Oh.
In Skyrim?
Yes.
What?
I saw the first one, you know, when he tears up the... I have not seen a dragon since.
Have you, like, what, have you been scared to leave your house? Have you been, like,
I have been everywhere. I even went, you know that little cavern that goes down into the ground outside? I laid waste to every bitch in there, and there's no dragons anywhere in my skull.
Hiding in tiny caves. There's no dragons in tiny caves.
No, so you know that there's...
No tip, dragons don't hide in tiny caves.
Dragon's not a kid in tiny caves.
Not a cave. But I'm going to go. You know what I got now? Remember we told you about this week? Is the new iPad app for Skyrim. I'm going to look up on the map where I'm most likely to find a dragon. And I'm going to
I got one of those, too. It's called Shift-Tab into the Steam browser, and then I can just start typing.
No, honey. This is something released by Prima Guides. It's an app for iPhone, iPad, and iPod. Unfortunately, no Android yet, but yes.
Are the dragons like, are they random in that game? I don't think they can actually tell you where the dragons are. Except there's like one or two that are like specifically in one spot, but the most
rest of them are for a quest, so I'm figuring if I at least get around him, he may have some babies roaming around. Kind of like Dragon Age, you know, you find a mama and there'll be babies around. So I'm hoping that way so I can find me some dragons. I have killed at least two or three couriers. I killed a whole city.
A whole city?
Yes.
That's why they
started it. They started it.
What'd they do?
They were looking at me funny when I came in.
They started. They were trying to stop from stealing them blind.
They were looking at me funny.
They started. I accidentally stole an apple and they
Exactly. I knew it. You stole something.
It was an accident, though. I didn't mean to. You know,
Are you snatching your apples up?
No, me and my husband were down in the little cellar. I picked up an apple by accident. I was trying to just look and see what was down there. And then I heard, you take it. And they all came down. And I said, oh, all you bitches going to die. And slice, and slice. And before I knew it, the whole
thing. You could have given them the apple and paid a small fine. But no, you had to wipe out an entire village. Generations of virtual people dead.
Generations of digital people. You know, Christian people are going to pop by the show and be like, oh, my God. I knew those gamers were killing people. I knew it. Okay, so anyway, I'm with Obama's Bill of Rights because we got all off track, like we like to do sometimes.
I think that's kind of awesome. For as much as people are bitching about, you know, he didn't do what he promised and this, that, and the other, I think if we were to give him enough time, he would.
Here's the funny thing about that is that the people – he's doing this, and we're probably going to be the only people that appreciate it, the gamers will, because other people, they honestly have no idea how unsecure their data is, who is selling their data. I told you guys I was doing a thing for one of my local Girl Scout troops where I was talking to them, and I haven't actually talked to them yet, but I was talking with them a couple of weeks ago, you know, about when I get started, because I sat in the room with them Friday before last, and just using my cell phone, and any geek in listening to this knows this, using my cell phone, I was able to see everybody's cell phone. And if I wanted to, I could have went in and looked and see what they were typing and what they were looking on the internet. And there's apps for this, and the apps are on the App Store. They're free. Some of them are free. And so when I was talking to them, I said, when I leave here, I want you guys good and paranoid. And she's like, well, why would you want to do that? I said, because some of you, when I stood there talking, they were saying stuff like, oh, you know, I don't even go on the internet, so nobody has my data. I said, and you're the person that they're after. We talked about briefly about they're sending out emails. They'll do a copy, you know, CC, and leave everybody in, and it's like 78 people. When I looked through, I said, if I was a hacker, this is hacker heaven. I have the name of everybody on your Girl Scout list, and where you're going to be dropping your money off for the cookies. Bank account going into.
Whoa.
Because they're not understanding. And some of this is just simple, you know, common sense that you should know, but the general public, because they're so opposed to, I'm going to say there's a generation probably, you know, before us, who really just have this aversion to the internet and email. They'll use it because they have to, but they don't want to know how it works. They don't want to know, you know, if you, you know, send this to five people and you put your account number in it, that, you know, anybody could see it. They just don't think about it. So I like that he's doing this because it protects the stupid. access. I like that he also has access and accuracy. He says consumers have a right to access and correct their personal data in usable formats in a manner that is appropriate to the sensitivity of the data and the risk of adverse consequences to consumers if the data is inaccurate. Child, how you have that stuff on your credit report because somebody borrowed your card.
Yeah.
Now you can actually refute that just a little bit easier.
It's kind of awesome. I like that. That could be cool. Because I've had my bank account information stolen before. That was such a pain in the ass.
Sorry, I stole your card.
Well, the chick got busted. She actually went to a store. I lived in a small town when it happened. People knew who I was. She went to a store and the person checking her out was actually the mother of a friend of mine and was like, yeah, that's not you. This is not yours. And took the credit card and the license and everything back.
See, if more of them would do that more, if they would do that more often, then it would be fantastic.
Yes. I just thought it was amusing. She was like, you know, it didn't even look like you. I don't know how she thought she was going to pass.
Mm-hmm. Because some people don't look.
This is true. I don't know how many times I've used a friend's credit card. You know, they've sent me into the grocery store. Here's my card. Just run in, grab this for me really quick. Look at the name on it. You don't ask me for ID, for nothing.
I got you one better. Be afraid when you fly. I flew across the country with an expired ID, and nobody ever noticed. You know who noticed? A guy at a club in Seattle.
Wow.
A bouncer.
Like 2 years ago?
Yeah, and it was a bouncer. This was
He's like, you don't look 17.
So this was after the whole 9/11 thing and after all those scanners and, you know, looking at you nude and everything.
Yes, they saw all the fluffy cakes, all the lacy things covering the fluffy cakes they saw inside my bag. Stole my perfume. Remember I was bitching about that?
Yes,
stole my expensive perfume, my expensive lotion, but did not notice my ID was expired. Did not look at the picture because even if they looked at it at any point in time, what if I didn't look like the person in the picture?
Exactly.
And it was a guy, a bouncer at a club in Seattle, and then he stopped me and says, hey, you know, your ID is expired. I said, no. He says, well,
no.
It is. I says, okay, let's just lay this on the table. I would not have flown across country from Houston to come to this club with an expired ID to get in. You have some.
You know, you should have said, when he said, excuse me, is your ID expired? You should have said, that is the worst pickup line I've ever heard. Terrible at this.
He wasn't cute. I don't offer any kind of flirting with somebody that's not cute. I don't want to give him any. Give him no ammo. But anyway, his boss came out and was like, dude, same thing. He said the same thing. He really thinks she flew all the way from Houston to Seattle just to come in here with an expired ID. Get her in. Move. But the thing is, the airport. I went through the airport twice. I even came home. And they looked at my ID, and none of them said a word. And I think when I left the first time, I didn't speak to anybody at first. You know, they have everything automated. You can slide your ID in. Why did the machine not even catch it that my ID is expired? I'm telling you, people, you're not as safe as they keep telling you you are.
And you know, that's the other thing. People seem to think they're so safe. Oh, well, I've got an antivirus software installed and this and the other. No. It doesn't matter, people.
Well, that's the other thing I'm planning to talk to the lady about. Nobody can get any antivirus installed on their cell phone. Not a one.
And Trend Micro, I want to say, has a wonderful antivirus for your cell phones, for iPhone, at least I know. I think for Android as well.
I use Lookout Mobile. And for those of you who like your Avast, they actually have a mobile app for antivirus.
And I'm sure there's going to be somebody who's all like, but I don't surf the internet on my phone. Doesn't matter. You have no idea. Those phones are wide open.
That's a Wi-Fi hotspot. You may not be able to use it as such, but it's Wi-Fi. If I'm sitting next to you, I can see your phone.
Yes,
and
that
lady,
mean somebody else ain't sending you something.
Yeah, and one of them says to me, well, they'd have to come in here. No, sweetie, they don't have to come in here. I can stand outside on the street and just download your lovely address book and just go to town.
Exactly.
Says, and then let's couple that with your email with your 78 people. So now I've got your name. I got your cell phone number. I can pretty much probably get your information about where you live from your phone number. Then all I need then is just go to the bank. It's a matter of time before I get in your stuff. You all.
Yes. Well, see, all right, back when the iPhone came out, they had that whole bump thing. You could bump your phones and share contact.
But I still have that.
Do they still have that?
Mm-hmm.
And I worried about that when that came out.
I heard they got rid of that because one phone sued another phone for sexual harassment after that.
Oh my God!
You'd be bad.
But then,
I am so bad.
Somebody's gonna find a workaround where you know. Oh, I just kind of bumped into you, and now I have all your information.
This is true. See, I didn't think about that. What if you put it in your pocket?
Just kind of bumped into you, and your bra is unhooked. That's weird.
Bumped into you, and I can see all your fluffy cakes. That's like the biggest fear. What if you bump into somebody? You had some pictures on there you didn't necessarily want them to see.
Yes, hello, Mr. Wiener from New York.
Ew, stop.
Wiener, but thank you.
Wiener, whatever, same difference. He was a wiener.
Wiener showed his wiener. That's,
he was a wanker.
Is that how they got his info?
Oh, I have no idea. No,
well, they got his measurements.
Was that up on Facebook, or was it Craigslist?
Facebook, I think.
Facebook. Yeah, he posted those pictures himself on the internet because he's that bright.
No, wait. He sent it to a woman, I think, actually. And she posted on her Facebook or something like that.
Oh, maybe that's what it was.
And that's why you don't send people photos like that.
Corey, you can trust me. Come on.
You've already seen me, so you don't need any photos, darling.
Oh. See, I'm all left out of the fun here.
No, I'm not talking about those kind of photos.
I haven't seen
you.
All right.
You know what? While I'm thinking about it, I need to ask you this, Blasker.
Well, go ahead. Ask away. I'm an open book.
Did I lose my lip gloss in your car? Did you pick it up?
No, no. I did have some lip gloss in my left pocket, though. I don't know how it got in there, but
I am so dead serious. That was a brand new lip gloss. I've been mad about that.
I have not seen that. It was a rental car. I don't know. You'll have to call the rental agency. And
it's been years ago, but
it was there like 5 or 6 years ago. Yeah.
Was he wearing it on his collar by the end of the drive?
No. He came to pick me up, and, you know, I was putting on makeup and stuff in the car, and I put on some lip gloss right before he came up, and I had everything in my hand, and I haven't seen it since. I accused one of the girls in my room of stealing. I was like, bitch, that's my lip gloss.
Aliens stole it.
So I just thought, I said,
but Taylor could not figure out how I got lip gloss on my zipper. He was not, he did not know how that could have happened.
Eye rolling has commenced. What else?
Wow.
You know what? That would never have happened, especially, if, you know, possibly now he could probably say something like that. But back then, if you even looked at Blaster Funny, he'd run away. He was so shy.
Oh,
but I've come out of my shell, Corey, and I want to come to your show.
There's no room in my shell. There's no vacancies in my shell.
Hey, did you have something you wanted to talk about?
Yeah,
like, it was something really big that you wanted to talk about that I even prepped before the show for.
I don't remember. I'm too busy thinking about lipstick.
Right, let me refresh your mind.
Oh my god! Yes, is free. Sorry, images of pink lip gloss on the zipper.
.com is.
He. Yes, because, yeah, now we're actually trying to extradite him over here to the U.S. Mm-hmm. All right. So
who are we trying to extradite?
Kim.com. He would be the
big
mega upload.
Good Lord.
So a judge awarded bail, which I want to say was nothing because they've taken everything. They seized $1 million in investment assets. Which was why Judge Nevin Dawson says he's no longer a flight risk because where's he going to go? He has no money. But
he can hide in the internet. I mean, he's all over the place in the internet.
Yes, he's going to get sucked in like Tron. He's just going to be there.
That's right.
That's why we can't let him near a computer.
That's right.
I would hope if he's smart, and I think that's the reason why his wife and their children are still living on the compound area. In a smaller house, not in the big mansion, but in a smaller house. They're still living on the estate.
That's because the mansion is for the hookers and blow only.
Well, has taken the mansion. And they've even put out blown up tanks.
Oh.
They put out big blow up tanks.
Oh.
Great big air balloon tanks on the lawn to make them look like, I don't know. I
make them look like what?
I don't know.
A war zone? No, he put those out there just for the hell of it.
Yeah. The hippopotamus.
Anyways, I think this is interesting. And of course, it was us as the U.S. who got Austria to arrest him and take him into custody. He got, 50 years in prison for this? Because apparently, file sharing is that serious business.
Apparently, that's a hot button for those people.
Yeah, well, our government and our entertainment industry is saying that $500 million in revenues was lost because of Mega Upload.
I thought there was no debtor's prisons anymore. I don't understand that. How could you go to prison? How can you go to prison for owing money? I thought that was, like, illegal or something against human rights or something.
Well, I don't know.
I'm being dead serious here.
It's stealing money. The thing that pisses me off is that us, as a country, we keep going in. We went in with Spain. And talked them into changing their file sharing laws because Spain was like the hub, was the place for file sharing in the world. They let it. Now it's gone. We've got the whole thing going on with Pirate Bay, where ISPs in the UK are actually going to be forced to block Pirate Bay. And then we've got the whole thing with Austria. We are bribing these other countries to change their laws, to change their views to fit our music industry and our movie industry.
Well, apparently Pirate Bay is not gone anywhere. They did say they were untouchable.
Well, because of the way they're constructed, right? They don't have central servers. They're peer-to-peer. It's like, okay, to shut down Pirate Bay, you have to shut down everybody running, you know, the application, right?
Yeah.
And good luck with that.
Well, that's the funny thing is, we've mentioned this before, even though it's believed that SOPA was created specifically to go after Pirate Bay. Even the way it was written, they couldn't have touched him.
Mm-hmm, because Pirate Bay was bigger than that. Hello, geeks, we're smart.
Yeah, they had something to do with it. It has to be an American URL. Well, we're piratebay.org, which is American. So, however, they had, pretty much how they structured things, even without knowing what was going to happen, they were pretty much untouchable. But they're still there. They keep saying, we took them down. I'm looking at Pirate Bay, people.
They're there, people. They're not going anywhere anytime soon. And they shouldn't. And this is ridiculous. You know what, California? You and your governor can just go fall off a cliff. Thank you.
Is George Mann still running there?
No, he ain't around anymore.
No, he's no longer there. I'm still mad at him, though.
Oh.
I'm against violent video games, so I made my millions making violent movies. And now I'm going to put out my own violent video game, and I'm going to put out more violent movies.
You know what I think is really cute, Corey, is when she gets all upset at somebody she obviously is attracted to. Whatever you have to say to get yourself off there, honey. That's
and okay. Have you seen pictures of him recently? Hello, Grandpa? I don't think so.
You've got a thing for older men. Just admit it.
No, I have a thing for hot older men, not older men.
You got too much passion. You have too much passion there for it to be completely plutonic.
Ooh, Lord. No. See, I'd end up stabbing him.
Oh, wow. Okay, here's a scoop for you guys. I went to BitTorrent.com.
Oh,
yeah. And there's
something. BitTorrent what?
BitTorrent.com. And there's something new there.
What is it?
It says.
Something nude there or new there?
New. BitTorrent free for Windows. And there's the BitTorrent Plus. It comes with antivirus, a file converter, and an HD media player. And they also have at the bottom that you can download the new miniseries and usher in the new Renaissance of science fiction. Called L5. I wonder what it bees about. What do you think?
I have no idea. About file sharing guys who go to prison in the future.
Well, wasn't BitTorrent shut down?
I don't think so. I think BitTorrent's been around.
I'm trying to think the last time I remember hearing anybody even mention BitTorrent.
I don't think they've been shut down.
Well, apparently they're not. They're still going strong.
Oh, now you've got me BitTorrent.
You also got your uTorrent. You got your Meg. Well, let's see if.
Oh no, take that back. I've been there recently for something.
Mm-hmm.
I don't remember what.
It's all clean and great. I promise. They cleaned up because you know usually they're a mess.
Yeah. Didn't they used to be all green or something?
Yeah, it used to be green, crazy, bunch of porn ads, but they cleaned up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Mega Upload is still down. We didn't find out anything about whether or not those people got their data back.
Well. I know that there was sort of organization for it, but no, we haven't heard anything. Somebody give us an update. Let us know.
Okay, we should see you guys. See you guys.
It's Issa's bedtime. It's Issa's bedtime, so I think we need to end this show. Good night, Issa.
Good night, Issa.
Good to see you again, darling.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I think that was our show, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. You can find us every day. We'll be here tomorrow morning, bright and early. Gamer Girls Radio Morning News, Lunch with Ginger and Corey. And, of course, we're here every Tuesday and Thursday night. It's Anissa and This Week in Gaming.
Favorite us if you love us. Favorite us if you don't, because that will teach us a lesson.
I'm being so sincere right now. Beautiful.